Trade war? What trade war? We've got jobs, lots and lots of jobs. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 6th day of December. Thanks for being here, everybody. And a reminder, tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day. Never forget. In the news, as more shoppers shop online, brick and mortar are getting creative to lure foot traffic. But is it working? Some new stats from the housing market, Amazon and counterfeit stuff, High Times magazine may go up in smoke, and we've got some troubling numbers about teachers. Those stories and Jeff Pitts from City View magazine with stuff to do in the metro, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and hey, reach out to us on Twitter, would you? We are at Business News. It's pretty simple, at Business News, and we will have a chat even online, right? Well, it's enough to make folks forget all about China and trade. As the Labor Department said today, 266,000 jobs were created in November. It's a big number and way above the prediction of 180,000 jobs. In addition, the unemployment number fell to 3.5%. Unemployment growth was boosted by a gain of 60,000 healthcare workers. Manufacturing employment rebounded by 54,000 jobs last month as GM strike returnees boosted payrolls in the auto sector. Snowstorms here in the Midwest and cold weather restricted construction hiring to only 1,000 jobs. Meanwhile, government employment, that increased by 12,000 jobs. And on the news, Wall Street surged. And Wall Street forgot all about the trade dispute with everybody from China to Argentina. We'll share the market numbers in just a bit. Americans are now fully conditioned to stay home and do their holiday shopping online. That was in clear focus last week for Black Friday. While it wasn't a bomb, there were not the crowds of people jockeying for position, camping out overnight, you know, the things that we've all seen in the past. Today, it's just too easy to click your way through the holiday shopping season. Yet, if you've been paying attention, many stores are upping their efforts to building foot traffic. From special displays to in-store-only deals to special events, all created to drive folks inside for a peek. The drop-off of customers in department stores is something we've written about in the past, and those stores, they continue to suffer as shoppers head to other types of shops for their goods. And, of course, there is always Amazon. But department store beauty floors have been hard hit by the rise of boutiques like Ulta and Sephora. Full-price clothing racks are being ignored in favor of off-price stores like TJ Maxx or used clothing pop-ups. And department stores are also being threatened by big box places like Walmart and Target, who have been upping their game over the past couple of years. Yet there are some success stories. Family-owned Von Maur continues to be a destination even while other larger chains have folded or sinking in numbers. Well, here's a sobering statistic for you to chew on. According to a survey by Deutsche Bank, the median age of U.S. home buyers is now 47 years old. Back in 1981, the median age for the American home buyer was 31. Since the financial crisis, the median age has really gone up. Why? Well, much of this rise can be attributed to the disappearance of young first-time home buyers from the housing market. What's happening? Well, as we've reported before, in the larger U.S. cities that have become more popular with today's young adults, home prices have skyrocketed. And inventory is a significant challenge as well. Baby boomers are increasingly choosing to age in place, while home builders have focused primarily on the upper end of the market since the Great Recession. All of that, every one of those things, leaves little room for starter homes. And here's yet another troubling number. According to the National Association of Realtors, the average annual income of home buyers has increased to over $93,000 a year. Meanwhile, the national median income is just $62,000. Add to that the fact that student debt has put many younger buyers in the back seat. Housing affordability then becomes clearly a topic we're going to be hearing much more about in future months. According to people familiar with this story, it seems as if the Trump administration is considering adding some of Amazon.com's overseas operations to a list of global marketplaces known for counterfeit goods. The action would be taken by the U.S. Trade Representative's office, which publishes an annual list of notorious markets. And that identifies online and physical marketplaces believed to sell or facilitate the sale of counterfeit goods and pirated content. Some Trump administration officials are advocating Amazon's inclusion on the list, which is expected to be released in coming weeks. The American Apparel and Footwear Association has formally requested that the U.S. Trade Office add Amazon sales platforms in the U.K., Canada, Germany, India, and France to the notorious markets list. The association says its members flag those sites as the biggest source of problems among Amazon sites with thousands of counterfeit items and listings. Stay tuned. Well, it's been around for 45 years, and if we are to believe their internal reports, High Times magazine may be going up in smoke. High Times Holdings has warned shareholders in its latest SEC filing that it may not be able to continue operations. Market Watch is reporting that High Times has snapped up rival publications and runs marijuana-themed concerts and events, but its crowdsourced IPO has stalled. It recently hired Toronto-based Leisure & Leisure to search out a new backer as it tries to dig out of $105 million in debt. High Times is not alone. Civilized, which counted comedian Chelsea Handler as an investor, has been taken over by New Frontier Data after burning through about $10 million in investment money. And the website Mass Roots, which raised over $20 million and managed to pull off a successful IPO in the past, has apparently gone dark in recent weeks. That is a reporting from cannabis.net. It would seem that folks don't want information about cannabis. They might just want the experience. Well, the markets boomed today, and it all had to do with that jobs report. The Dow was up by over 300 points, and the NASDAQ and S&P 500 were both up by over 1%. It seems as if investors simply turned their backs on the ongoing trade troubles between the U.S. and China and the looming increase in tariffs due to hit next Sunday. All of that, of course, could have a sobering impact on Wall Street. And finally, just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, the other shoe seems to have dropped when it comes to education. According to a report from the Center for American Progress, fewer people are becoming teachers, with enrollment in required teacher training programs dropping by a third since 2010. The declining trend exacerbates an existing nationwide teacher shortage and spells trouble for a profession plagued by low pay and dwindling school funds. In case you didn't know, teachers are paid 21% less on average than in other professions requiring a college degree, and more than one in six educators, well, they work multiple jobs just to make ends meet. And those that are staying in the profession are fleeing states that have low pay and flocking to states where they can make $6,000 to $10,000 a year more. Coming up next, Jeff Pitts is the managing editor for City View Magazine. He joins me to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Have some fun already. It's Friday.